Avenue, Nace Road. Phone 516-877. Come along and see us today at Ireland's number one car auction.
Where's the motor?
It's Lions Tea Time, broadcasting to Dublin on 828 kHz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 10 o'clock. This is Bob Gallico. The Dublin Dock Strike Union leaders had a report back to committee members this morning on yesterday's inconclusive talks at the Labour Court. It said some of the negotiators are very pessimistic about the talks and favour extending the pickets to involve still more products. Picketing has already seriously disrupted petrol deliveries to filling stations and stopped a wide variety of commercial traffic. The Dáil has passed all the stages of the finance bill. During the debate on the measure, which gives effect to the budget provisions, Fianna Fáil moved that the section dealing with the 1% levy on incomes be deleted. The Minister for Finance, Mr. Dukes, said the revenue from the levy would be £47 million this year and £80 million in a full year. Police in Belfast are questioning seven men after two terrorist operations were foiled yesterday. Six people were arrested at the scene when police discovered 400 pounds of explosives. And in another incident, police are questioning another man who was shot and slightly injured after a chase on the Ravenhill Road. President Assad of Syria has arrived in Libya for talks with his ally, Colonel Gaddafi. Mr. Assad said he didn't rule out Israeli aggression against Syria. And in Paris, the Syrian ambassador to France warned that a new war in the Middle East was imminent. NATO's defense minister is beginning 2 days of talks in Brussels this morning. We'll be given the latest details of the Soviet Union's biggest and most modern nuclear submarine. It's said to have two hulls, making it, in effect, an underwater catamaran. It's about twice the size of the British aircraft carrier Invincible. The report on the new boat will be part of an overall assessment of Soviet nuclear capability based on American intelligence reports. The State Department in Washington has reported that guerrillas in El Salvador have massacred a group of soldiers who surrendered to them after running out of ammunition. It seems 42 men were killed after being made to lie down on the ground. Six Chinese who hijacked an airliner last month have been sent for trial in South Korea. They hijacked a Chinese Trident and forced the pilot to fly with 99 passengers to Seoul. In Britain, anti-nuclear demonstrators at Upper Heyford near Oxfordshire are continuing their attempt to blockade the entrance to the American Air Force base there. A few dozen protesters have been picketing the entrance to the camp in the rain. American Air Force personnel who have been arriving at the base by car have been met by demonstrators sitting and lying on the road. About 90 American F-111 fighter bombers are based at Upper Heyford. Demonstrators, supporters of the campaign for nuclear disarmament, say the aircraft carry nuclear weapons and would be a prime target in a nuclear war. 34 people have been arrested. In the British general election, the state of the economy, and in particular Britain's manufacturing industry, was one of the main themes of last night's election speeches by party leaders. For the Alliance, Mr. David Steele was skeptical about any signs of recovery. He said there was a black depression over Britain, and the only boom was in bankruptcy. Mr. Michael Foote, speaking in Coventry, set out Labour's plans for boosting the car industry. A Labour government would introduce import controls and seek what he called a more realistic level for the pound. The latest opinion poll puts the Conservatives still well ahead, but losing some ground to the Alliance. Independent radio news from Dublin, it's 3 minutes past ten.
Radio Nova.
And this morning's weather, rain, possibly thundery this morning. Brighter, more showery weather expected later. The high 16 degrees Celsius, which is not half bad. The winds northeasterly, force 4 to 5 on Dublin Bay.
I'm never happy until you. I'm never happy until you. Yeah. again. Why do I find it hard to write next line? Oh, I want the truth to be said. I know that it's not just
we do next? Right. 13 minutes past 10, Radio Nova, Wednesday morning. True Spandau Ballet. Also, Scullion. I think that's the new single at present. That's Evil. Right. Tom Hardy with your favourites through till 12 this morning. And Mac McAnally, Some Minimum Love. I'm saying nothing more.
Looking for me, so I saw the you got it right.
See it right. Hear it right. Television and communications towers supplied and erected by the specialists. Contact Prendergast on Dublin 722-747.
Avair, flying holiday specials every day to Blackpool and the Isle of Man. Call Avair on 429-644 or your travel agent. Avair, 429-644.
Now, the new star from Datsun, the Cherry Pulsar. Startling new looks from just £5,795, startling value. Fashionable stripes, ultra-sporty lines, the 1-litre 3-door and 1.3-litre 5-door Cherry Pulsars. Miles ahead in performance, economy, and from only £5,795, miles ahead in value. The Nissan design Cherry Pulsar from Datsun.
Think they love is just a game, and if you do, you got no one else to blame. The arms that used to keep you warm can't stay on love, but no, they're gone. That is the love in a cigar. 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 The love in her, she wasn't a win. When Mickey Valley come out, said she won't disappear. True, she claimed she have an Islam affair. From the start, this a girl never cares. That's the love in her, she gone. That's the love in her, she gone. She left her yard, she come live with me. She tell me, say she wants that a big family. Me take her in the house, and she have some money. She take away my jacket and all my money. That's the love in her, she gone. That's the love in a cigar. Me want me know where they are when she mine. Because she fall and she put most of the time. Me want me know where they are when she mine. Because she fall and she put most of the time. That's the love in a cigar. 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 That day girl, everything I had. When I think back, I must have been mad. But it's a little girl, let me look her in the eye. She take away my money and my bowler hat. That's the love in a cigar. That's the love in a cigar. She love Lara, she love Artie. No me realize why she act so funny. She love Lara, but she love Artie. No me realize why she keep a diary. That's the love in a cigar. That's the love in a cigar. The time when me wallet run dry, the little girl start to tell me a lie. The time when me pocket run dry, the little girl start to wave me bye bye. That's the love in a cigar. 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 That's the love in a cigar.
That's the love in a cigar.
Tuesday morning, the first of the month from Radio Nova. The police, every breath you take. And to take us round to the job spot this morning, it's Billy Griffin, Hold Me Tighter in the Rain.
But you know it isn't like before. Now I've been stepping over. You said it's over. Can't we hold it tightly? Remembering the time when love was king. Why can't we make it feel the way it did? Now I'll say it's over. Don't you think it's over?
Sounding great on 828, 27 and a half minutes past 10. Billy Griffin, Hold Me Tighter in the Rain. Just a few moments, the Radio Nova job spot.
It's fantastic, it's fantastic. Having my photograph taken, it's fantastic.
Yes, but what about developing and printing your films? Is it fantastic too, or slow and disappointing? For results you'll be proud of in a time that's amazing, come to One Hour Photo, who process on the premises in Dublin, Belfast and Cork with prints on Kodak paper, plus free photo album. Also, same day enlargements.
One Hour Photo, oh, it's fantastic. One Hour Photo, oh, oh, you don't have to wait, you don't have to wait any longer.
E&J Lynham Properties offer amazing value in 3- and 4-bedroom semi-detached homes. They're at Ashington off the Navan Road, right opposite the Belvedere Sports Ground, and they're only 3 miles from the city centre. They qualify for all government grants. Viewings from 3 to 5 on Saturday and Sundays, and from 7 to 9 on Wednesdays. Contact Flynn and Associates on 211-311.
Have you heard the news? Hickey's, the fabric people, have an amazing offer on Easy Care fashion bicos. It's just 69 pence a yard. So call into any Hickey's fabric shop today and get in on this great offer. Hickey's, the fabric people.
Radio Nova, job spot.
29 minutes past 10, the second look at the jobs for this morning. A qualified stylist is wanted for a three-day week, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. It's the New Wave Hair Studios in the Orwell Shopping Centre. The number to call is 522-427, 522-427. An assistant sign erector, aged 16 to 20, is wanted. For further information, telephone 722-745, 722-745. A part-time stylist required for Dublin 6. Contact Feature Cut at 304 Lower Kimmage Road or on 961-327. 961-327 during office hours. Ladies required to sell cosmetics in South County Dublin. Very good commission and you can work your own hours. The number to call is 828-273. 828-273. A 20% increase on your present salary if you can do quality work and take over existing cut, colour and perm clientele, and the company concerned, Contours Hair and Beauty Salon, will top your present salary by 20%. The number to call is 862-367. 862-367. The Radio Nova Job Spot, a free service to employers. If you do have a vacancy, call us. Who else? Radio Nova, 604-043. More jobs at 11:30 this morning.
Show your lungs down, like sand off in my hair, like pollution in the air, like a fruit fly on the pear. But I don't really care, I throw my hands in the air, and I step back to the music, like a bread off in your dig. Me may not be a gamble, but I'm ready, a woman and a neighbor, hang on this. Check me out!
88 FM in stereo.
If you wanna squeal to the FBI, we can make a deal, make it worth your while. So we told it all, and in return, he got a credit card and a Thunderbird and the maximum security, even after plastic surgery. So go on and squeal to the FBI, we can make a deal, make it worth your while.
There's a gentleman that's going round, turning the joint upside down. Go with that, he's an old head gone that's been away. Now he's back, no one's there.
After all the talk, then they wired him, and he took a walk with his crooked friends. And they joked about the good old days, and he recorded it on a reel of tape. He caught the mug who did the forgery, and the being in charge of larceny. So the FBI, they rewarded him, because they liked a guy who was battle friend.
Getting wet, then I hit it down.
16 minutes now to 11. And four songs, commercial free from Kid Creole and the Coconuts. Starting with Mino Popeye, Annie, I'm Not Your Daddy was next, Stool Pigeon, and finally, No Fish Today. Any suggestions for the commercial free spot? Yes, even yours. 19 Herbert Street, Dublin 2.
Get it right. Get it at the Tesco price. Tesco prices. Downright prices. Yeah.
Tesco introduces downright prices and more, like Tesco chickens. £2.39 plus half a dozen eggs free. Tesco sweet pickle, 35 cents, plus 25% extra free. That's even more to shout about.
Get it at Tesco. Downright prices. Getting it right, you're getting it Tesco.
Take a walk on the wild side, because at Wild Side you're sure to get what you're looking for. Wild Side stock all the top names in shirts, jeans, jackets, suits, and knitwear. Get into shape and step into style at Wild Side, 109 North King Street on the corner of Stony Batter.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes, these French wines, some cost so little, while others...
See the words Appellation Contrôlée on the label? Huh? This means top quality French wine.
And VDQS?
Also excellent French wine from a particular district.
And Vin de Pays?
Good French wine at a modest price.
And this one?
Vin de Table. Unpretentious wine for everyday drinking. Huh. For every occasion, at every price, it's French wine for all.
Oh, I'll have a bottle of Chateau Margaux 73 then. By the way, what time do you finish?
Rathmines Motors, the Opel Center for your Opel.
It's 14 minutes to 11, time for a refreshing cup of Lion's Tea as we listen to Modern Romance, Walking in the Rain. Good morning, it's Nova.
Thank you.
being without you. I'd rather live alone than lie. Your mama and daddy say it's a shame. It's a downright disgrace. But long as I got you by my side, I don't care what your people say. My friends tell me it's no future in love and a married man. If I can't see you when I want, I'll have to see you when I can. If love in you is wrong, I don't want to be right. If love in you is so wrong, baby, I don't want to be right. Am I wrong to fall so deeply in love with you? When you have a wife and two little children depending on you, am I wrong to hunger for the gentleness of your son? Or when you have someone at home who needs you just as much, am I wrong to give a love to a married man?
It's 5 to 11, Radio Nova, especially for Sheila, holding the fort in Port Marnock at present. Billy Jackson, If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right. It was on this day, the 1st of June, 1915, that Germany launched its very first Zeppelin attack on London. We'll take a look at the birthdays for this day, too, straight after the 11 o'clock news, which follows Judy Zook.
I'm gonna make it. day, have your hair cut, perm, colored, or conditioned at any Peter Mark salon, and you could win a fabulous two-week Hickson holiday for two. This offer is on every week until the 25th of June, so hit the hot spots with Peter Mark. Peter Mark, the hairstylists who make people more beautiful every day.
We frame it. We will frame it for you. The We Frame It shops have built their reputation on friendly and informative service, precision workmanship, the most extensive choice of frames and mountings available in colors and finishes to suit your personal requirements, and a one-week guaranteed framing service. We Frame It also stock fine art posters, limited edition screen prints and etchings, and provide a dry mounting and canvas stretching service. We Frame It. Call in and talk to us at 64A Upper Georgia Street, Dunleary by the People's Park, or ground floor, Powers Court Townhouse Center.
Kevin, take me to Windsor, will you?
Right, yeah. I'm Morphy. I've got a wee kiddy here. He wants to go to Windsor, and him just off the plane. He must think we've got one of them amphibious yokes. What will we tell him, Alba?
Someone will have to be changing and waiting for him when you're getting your water wasted, Alba.
I heard that. I didn't mean that Windsor. I meant James Windsor, the furniture people on the South Circular Road, Rialto. And since they're driving, you won't get a ticket while you're waiting for me, will you? What were you saying about amphibious?
James Windsor Furniture, South Circular Road, Rialto. Open 7 days a week. And don't forget, they're driving.
Listen to this. This. Three-bedroom bungalows for only £24,950. Yes, £24,950. Unbeatable value. McComb Group are giving away superb three-bedroom bungalows at Hazelmere on the Blessington Road, Nace, for only £24,950. With loan repayments from as little as £16.17 per week. And for a limited period only, this very special price also includes fitted carpets throughout. Visit the McComb Group showhouse at Hazelmere on the Blessington Road, Nace, this weekend. Or phone 941-219. It's Lion's Tea Time.
Broadcasting to Dublin on 828 kHz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 11 o'clock. This is Bob Gallico. In the Dublin dock strike, union leaders are reporting back to committee members this morning on yesterday's inconclusive talks at the Labour Court. It said some of the negotiators are very pessimistic about the talks and favour extending the pickets to involve still more products. The North and the RUC are questioning seven men after foiling two terrorist operations, seizing over 400 pounds of explosives and capturing a Republican gunman. The explosives were already made up into bombs, ready for use, and the gunman appeared to be waiting for his target in an East Belfast street. Police in a patrol car on the Ravenhill Road spotted a man known to them as an active Republican. As they pulled over towards him, the man saw them and dropped a raincoat slung over his arm, revealing a revolver. Police say it was pointed at them. They swerved the car towards him, apparently frightening him into dropping the weapon and running off. The police say he was challenged, failed to stop, and they opened fire. They fired at least four rounds. The man was slightly injured in the hand. The police made their arrest, and the man is being treated for an injury described as minor. Defense ministers of the 16 Nation North Atlantic Treaty Organization are meeting in Brussels. They're expected to reaffirm plans to deploy new medium-range American nuclear missiles in Europe by the end of the year unless progress is made in reductions at the Geneva talks. The State Department in Washington has reported that guerrillas in El Salvador have massacred a group of soldiers who surrendered to them after running out of ammunition. It seems that 42 men were killed after being made to lie down on the ground. Six Chinese who hijacked an airliner last month have been sent for trial in South Korea. They hijacked a Chinese Trident and forced the pilot to fly with 99 passengers to Seoul. In Britain, thunderstorms swept across southeast England, bringing torrential rain, damaging buildings, and setting off thousands of burglar alarms last night. The rain was posing a threat to today's derby. The meeting is going ahead, and the going is described as the heaviest for 20 years. Anti-nuclear demonstrators at Upper Hayford near Oxfordshire are continuing their attempt to blockade the entrance to the American Air Force base there. A few dozen protesters were picketing the entrance to the camp in the rain. American Air Force personnel who've been arriving at the base by car were met by demonstrators sitting and lying on the road. About 90 American F-111 fighter bombers are based at Upper Hayford. The demonstrators, supporters of the campaign for nuclear disarmament, say the aircraft carry nuclear weapons and would be a prime target in a nuclear war. 34 people have been arrested. In the British general election, the state of the economy, and in particular Britain's manufacturing industry, was one of the main themes of last night's election speeches by party leaders. Prime Minister Mrs. Thatcher, speaking in Edinburgh, defended the government's record, saying her policies had the backing of the other Western nations at the Williamsburg summit. The decline of British industry had been stopped, and over the next 5 years, the world would be talking about the British revival. For the alliance, Mr. David Steele was skeptical about any signs of recovery. He said there was a black depression over Britain, and the only boom was in bankruptcy. The latest opinion poll puts the Conservatives still well ahead, but losing some ground to the alliance. Independent Radio News from Dublin, it's 3 minutes past nine.
Thank you, Bob. This morning's weather, rain, possibly thundery this morning. Brighter, more showery weather expected later. The high 16 degrees Celsius, and the winds northeasterly, force 4 to 5 on Dublin Bay. It's Wednesday morning, the 1st of June, 1983. The birthdays this morning, Rosaline Linehan is 46, Gemma Craven, 33, Bob Monkhouse, Bernie the Bolt, please, is 55. Let's see, Rory Maloney, the Irish chess champion, just 21 today. Robert Powell, the actor, is 39. Sir Frank Whittle, the jet aircraft pioneer, is 76. Gerald Scarfe, the cartoonist, is 47. In the music world, Alan Wyler of Depeche Mode, 24 years of age today. Congratulations.
Thank you. complicating, circulating, new life, operating, generating, new life,